What is going on YouTube? Good evening. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, it is increasingly becoming difficult in this current day and age to be a Liverpool fan. It's getting very difficult, let me tell you. Very, very difficult. Another defeat for the Reds today, away at Old Trafford. Nothing wrong with that, because going to Old Trafford is a difficult place to go. At least Salah bagging a couple of goals. At least he's found his goal-scoring touch again. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really annoying, isn't it? Because we had this game in the Premier League, a week ago? And at that point, I owned Salah, who was my captain, and Bruno. Today, Salah braced, Bruno got a goal. Where were those points last week, lads?
Where were the points? Well, we're coming to you tonight from a very snowy UK, guys. So if you're in the south, maybe the southeast, a little bit even of the southwest of the UK, you will, I think, would have had tons of snow. We've had tons of it today. I can't remember a snowfall like this for some time here in the UK. We've been out doing snowmen and all sorts today. So the fact that Liverpool lost in the FA Cup, it has not dampened my spirits, guys. We've had a really fun day today. It's been really, really good. Some of you guys are in saying, John's in saying it's been snowing in Ireland too.
I think we've
had a lot of snow across the UK today in particular. Yeah. I think it's going to be the same actually next week. This cold snap is going to continue, I've heard.
Well, I think we had about 3 inches of snow in about an hour and a half. Yeah. It was insane. And actually, I went just to clear some snow off the drive a minute ago, and it's snowing again. So it's topping it up again.
And if you watch the Chelsea game, if you watch the Brentford game, you'll have seen in both of those games a bit of snow on the pitch, more so at Brentford. It was struggling to clear, wasn't it, at Brentford? But fair play to Leicester for winning that game. So listen, loads to discuss, guys. Long time since we've seen you last. Double game week 19 is done. It's done and dusted. We will spend a bit of time.
Longest game week ever.
It felt like it went on for ages, didn't it? It felt like it went on for absolutely ages.
Indeed, it was a week.
It was a crazy game week. We will discuss how we both got on in just a second. We'll start with that, I think, in terms of our teams. Normally, we wait till the end. But I think because it feels like double game week 19, certainly for me, feels like it's been done a while because I didn't have anybody in the game this week.
No,
I didn't have anybody
true.
In the Villa game.
The yeah.
And it sort of feels like I've been done for a few days now, as I'm sure a lot of you guys will feel
the
same.
Game.
The Liverpool game was the last game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robbo and Salah in that game. So as soon as that game was finished, I was done. So we'll talk about our teams in a bit, but we will get quite quickly to game week 20. Lots and lots of games coming up, and let's see if your teams, guys, are in as good a shape as you thought that they might be coming to game week 20. We said, you don't want to go into 19 and, you know, your team looks amazing and you get a great score and then actually your team for 20 looks bad.
But it's not just that now, is it? Because now we've got a whole wealth of injuries.
That's it.
So, and the players that we're talking about with injuries or issues or now into that fourth bracket of yellow cards, suddenly we're like, they're players that we were saying, you know, they're the ones you're going to want for game week 20 because they've got nice fixtures beyond. So it kind of throws up a whole nother realm of problems for FPL managers to kind of navigate, I guess.
It does. And as per the thumbnail, I mean, Kevin De Bruyne is absolutely going to be in our thoughts right now. You went through the double without him. I wouldn't say you got away with it because, you know, you decided not to do that. And I think with the injury, you probably got away with it a little bit. But it was that first game, that Crystal Palace game, where, you know, they went big City. They scored 4 goals, as I think a lot of us were expecting. I think we were all expecting the Villa game to be a bit tighter. And it was, were it not for a very weird offside decision, VAR decision on that first goal, where he kind of comes from an offside position to then interfere with play. And apparently that's okay. Honestly, guys, get in the comments, explain that one to me. I didn't get it at all. I thought City got away with one there. But of course, we'll be talking about Kevin De Bruyne replacements. We'll be talking about Jamie Vardy as well, out for a few weeks, we think, because he's had surgery. Although Brendan Rodgers did say something in the press that seemed to suggest that he might not be away for too long. I don't know. But listen, you have surgery. You're out for a bit, aren't you? I mean, not back next week.
No, it's hernia. It was a hernia as well.
Something like that.
It was a hernia operation. I mean, he's not, as Jamie Vardy keeps telling us in the press every week.
No spring chicken,
is
he, old Jamie?
He's not baby anymore, is he? So, you know, you have to watch out for these things now, don't you?
Yeah, so you've got that, and you've got Jack Grealish, who continues to walk that yellow card tightrope as well. He's been on 4 yellow cards for some time. He's teetering.
It's not long till
on
that ends,
edge.
Is it? No.
Well, he hasn't played his 19th game yet,
is that
has he?
What it is?
Because remember, it's not game week 19 the slate is wiped clean. It's your 19th game. And as we know, Villa have got a lot of games in the bag that they haven't played.
So he's got 2 more games
he's
to get
still got to get through 2 games, yeah, and that puts me off a little bit, I have to say. But anyway, let's get into the live chat. Let's say hello to a few people, then we will get to our teams for double game week 19, then we'll talk about game week 20. So let's get into Where's my OBS screen? Here's my OBS screen. Let's go to the main page. Here we go. Let's
say hello to a few people. Wouldn't be us if we didn't have a little bit of a technical glitch.
That was not a technical glitch, Sam. I knew where my stream was. I'm absolutely fine. Eddie Casey is in. He says, who for KDB and Vardy? We'll be discussing that, Eddie, as we go along. Thank you for the question. AD Tor is in. Thank you, AD, for the question. Oh, not a question, just a statement, actually, Sam. 108 points, Pereira and Stones heroes. John Stones, as we've mentioned a lot of time on social media over the course of this last week, a big, big win for John Stones owners. A massive win. 30-odd points will go down in double game week folklore, won't it?
Well, tied biggest defender score in a single game week ever.
Absolutely
well done,
crazy.
John Stones.
Absolutely crazy.
Kudos to you.
It's amazing. Marius R is in. Good evening. He says 112 points. Nice one, Marius. Very, very good indeed.
Interested to know those with those scores. Chips in play? No chips in play.
Yeah, if you want to post your scores, guys, get in the live chat, post your score, but tell us what chip you played or did you take any hits. We'd love to know how you got to these scores. Teddy Usher is in. Good evening, he says. We haven't had a good evening for a while.
It's been a while.
It's a bit of an Unai Emeryism. Thank you, Teddy Usher, for the good evening. Neil Craston is in. Neil, long-time patron supporter of ours. Hey, Neil, how are you doing, mate? Very nice to see you. Blues FPL. I got, Sam, wait for this. I got 151 points.
Wonderful.
With a last-minute minus 12 for Areola, Stones, KDB and Antonio. So there is a really nice score. 151 points, minus 12, which is brave, but if you're ever going to play it, a double game week is the time to play it. And to get 151 is pretty damn good. It's pretty damn good. Viali Wright is in. How are we doing, Viali? No chips, 99 points. Pretty good.
Nice.
Pretty good, I'd suggest.
Although that's the... I think 99 points is the worst FPL score. I've had that a couple of times.
One away from the 100.
And it's so annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying sitting on 99.
Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. Let's see. Radko Dula, 127,
very nice.
Minus 4 with the bench boost. Yeah, guys, if you played the bench boost this week, let me know how it went for you. There's a lot of, what I'm seeing is sort of failed bench boosts out there with a lot of Leeds players sitting on the bench, but I'm also seeing a few successful bench boosts.
It seems to be very divided, actually, doesn't it? If you had Saints and Leeds players, it's a failure in terms of you've probably got 7 points coming off your bench. If you've got anyone else other than Leeds or Southampton, it's probably worked in your favour.
Yeah, I would suggest. Bossman525 is in 105 points.
Very nice.
With a minus 4 hit. Very nice. Alakai is in 111 points with a City back line. That was the difference, wasn't it? The City defenders are making a difference at the moment, no doubt about it. Owen Morris, Leeds bench boost in the mud. Yes,
yeah,
that was
the
one.
Trouble.
That was the one. And to be honest with you, I felt for those FPL managers that sort of saved their first wild card for game week 16, because a lot of them would have played that, piling on to the likes of Leeds and Southampton. And then both of them with the sort of single game week. But not only that, now that Southampton have won against Arsenal when they're through in the cup, there's, I think, a slim to none chance that their double is going to be in 23. It's going to be later in the season. So Southampton asset owners now, what are you doing? McCarthy owners, what are you doing? Adams owners, what are you doing? If you're holding on to Danny Ings, James Ward-Prowse, what are you doing with these guys now? Because the fixtures do look pretty difficult for the next three, and the doubles aren't coming. They're not coming until later for the Saints. So listen, going to be an interesting conversation around Southampton a bit later on. FPL Tips is in. Hey, Harry,
Harry,
how are you doing? Very nice to see you in and moderating,
nice
as
result
usual.
Today.
Very good. You'd be happy with that.
Still not buying into this Werner thing, though.
How
many chances does that boy need?
And in a game where, arguably, the player who's kind of directly competing for his slot, bangs a hat-trick and looks really good. Tammy was on fire today.
Yeah,
he's missed the pen. You could see the frustration in his face, Werner. It's just
going to rip his shirt open.
It's just not happening for him, is it? I almost wish it would, because I do feel like there's a player in there. I honestly do, from what I saw in the Bundesliga. But he needs the confidence. He just needs one to just go in off his thigh or something, doesn't it? I don't know. Just a fluky...
John Stones-esque.
Just... Hey, listen, he's clinical now, John Stones. He's an absolute poacher.
He's a legend.
I will not have it said about against John Stones. Pete Hampson is in. Jason Stilling is in. We've got Scott Schrager in, the OG. How are you doing, Scott? Nice to see you. Nivan is in, James Ward, FPL Geordie, and a whole host of you guys. FPL Geordie, quite rightly saying.
Why I?
West Ham, guys, came through. Kufal, Bowen and Antonio. West Ham were the hero team.
I'll tell you something.
Of the double game week, were they not?
And, you know, I had treble of West Ham going into this game. We will see that in a minute when we get to my team. And I was sitting here when we were last talking about, you know, game week 20, thinking, do I really want three West Ham players? The answer is yes, I blimmin' yes, well do.
They look all right. They look all right. James Omani is in. Thank you, James, for the super chat. Hi, Sam and Lee. What do you think of that game, Lee? Man United, the game today. I thought United probably deserved the win, to be honest with you. I think the first half performance, they were probably unlucky to go in level. I think United probably had the better of it first half, and then Liverpool had the better of it at the beginning of the second half. And then when Bruno came on, you could... I don't know what it is about this guy. There's just an aura, isn't there? Like the United team were just like, well, our best player's on now, so now we're going to win the game. And I just think...
Everything he touches turns to gold as well, doesn't it?
Well, it does. But Bruno aside, even if he hadn't come on, I still think United probably done enough to win the game. I thought Rashford had a... They were absolutely, like, crawling over him on match of the day at half-time. Like, Rashford, he's amazing, having an amazing game. He's so good. Listen, he did play well.
Yeah.
But goodness me, did Trent and our young lad Reece Williams make enough mistakes and give him enough time. There was one, I remember one, I think it might even have been for the first United goal for Greenwood, where Salah loses the ball up high, no shot there. Trent's already made the run around the outside because he's trying to do more of what he did before, Trent. He's trying to get back into the swing of, I've got to go high and wide to make the overlap run for Salah. Now, when Henderson plays, last year, that's fine. Why is it fine? Because Henderson covers. And then Rashford comes out, Henderson holds him up, maybe he kicks it out for a throw, might even be a tactical foul, and nothing comes of it.
But today,
hopelessly exposed, Rashford got the ball, and he's one-on-one against Reece Williams, and you're like, this is not going to end well.
Yeah. And the problem is, you can see it, can't you? And I suspect, you know, if I can see it as just me watching TV on a Sunday afternoon with a cup of tea, that Mourinho sees it. And that all the other managers in turn
see
it. I
tell you what,
you look at that Liverpool backline, and I know that, you know, Reece Williams and you know Nat, whatever his name is, Phillips, probably won't play against Spurs. He's rested Matip today on that basis that he knows that he needs him for Spurs. But there was always somebody to cover, and you could see it with Robbo today. You could see it in part with Trent, because, like you say, there were a couple of times where Trent went. But it's just not working because there's no cover there.
Well, let's save the chat, Sam. Let's save the chat because we've got game week 20 FPL family derby chat.
We're not watching it together.
Chat coming up. We're not watching it. Are we not watching it together?
No, I'm going to the FPL show.
Right. So you're going to watch it in Uxbridge with the guys. I'm going to be here wallowing in my own self-pity when Son absolutely rips Reece Williams a new one.
I think, you know, after the last one. Because to be honest, after the last FPL family derby, I was properly fuming, like beyond raging with
last
that last minute,
winner.
Minute
yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was so undeserved. I was so annoyed. So I'm going to Uxbridge this time so that when we win, I can celebrate in style.
Love it. All right, well, let's get on to our teams for double game week 19. Let's start with me. A disappointing week, guys, to be honest with you. 94. That sounds weird, doesn't it? 94 and a disappointing week. It's like, what the hell? That's weird, isn't it? 94 points with the triple captain on Kevin. Again, if I go back to when I was making that decision, if you'd have said to me pre-game week 19, City are going to score 6 goals, one of them is going to be a penalty, and Kevin De Bruyne is going to start both games, I'd have locked in that triple captain, absolutely no issue. So in the end, it's just something that just didn't go for me. It didn't go. But listen, 8 points is not a failure. It's not what I would have liked, but it's fine. It's better than Mané last year. But something about my triple captain is getting injured. I don't know. But anyway, Kevin De Bruyne is now obviously an issue that I need to fix. I'll be fixing that this week, and I'll be talking to you about who I've got my eye on. Elsewhere, as FPL Geordie was saying, the West Ham boy is coming in, right? You can forgive Suchek the 2-2s. No problem with that. Antonio 18, Kufel 12. Very nice indeed. Cancelo was, 8 is fine, but when you compare it to the other Man City defenders, you've got to say he's the wrong defender to have when you compare him to Diaz and Stones.
Oh, yeah, but moving forward, he's definitely not.
Yeah, but listen, we say this every week. So here's my highlight of double game week 19. My highlight of double game week 19 was that City game against Aston Villa, second game, 54th minute, De Bruyne assist for Cancelo off the bar. That would have been something like 20 to 22 points for me. Instead, it went off the bar and then De Bruyne got injured 3 minutes later. That's pretty much sums up my double game.
With Cancelo, like in the FA Cup, he comes on and he played in midfield. He didn't play in defence. He played almost like striker-esque. So going into game week 20, yes, potentially he was the wrong defensive pick for game week 19, but I definitely don't think he is for game week 20.
I think he's still a great FPL asset.
Oh, and I do
too. His stats are unbelievable. Whenever he plays, he looks so dangerous.
He's probably not going to be playing in defence with Kevin out.
Possibly not. Yeah, something to consider. Possibly
not. That's
could
be
properly out of position here. And then Robertson with the 8 could have had more had he held on at Burnley. Maybe have had 5 or so more points. But listen, 94 points. It's a rank drop of about 30k. So, you know, listen, we'll go again. It just didn't fall for me. Let's talk about a couple of the super chats. James Ward, who would you want Klopp to bring in, Lee? I suspect he might mean at centre half. And James, you've hit the nail on the head, mate. There isn't anybody else to bring in. That is the problem. I don't think Nat Phillips is the answer. He's probably a little bit older and wiser than Reece Williams, but he's so immobile. He's great against a Joe Linton or a Benteke, but against a Son and Kane, he's going to get absolutely murdered. So Reece Williams, it's not his fault. It's mistake after mistake, but it's not...
The amount of times you said that phrase today.
I just felt sorry for him. I felt sorry for the kid.
And he was going...
I felt sorry for
him. He was going off on one, and then he was going, but it's not your fault!
Like the second United goal, it's a massive mistake by the kid. But it's not his fault. He's not supposed to be playing this season. It's like he would be maybe playing some Carabao Cup games this season. Maybe. But instead, he's in the first team playing against Man United in the FA Cup, fifth round, because... He has to. We haven't got anybody else. And even if Henderson had been available, I mean, that shows you how much Klopp thinks of Reece Williams or how unready, if that's the right word, Klopp thinks Reece Williams is. He's prepared to play Henderson there instead of him in recent weeks. That's how undeveloped he thinks Reece Williams is. He's prepared to sacrifice his best midfielder and put him at centre-half because he doesn't fancy Reece Williams. And we saw that today, unfortunately, for the lad, because I do, again, feel for him. Cruelly exposed by someone like Rashford, who just was licking his lips all day today, no doubt about it, in the way that Heung-min Son might actually also be doing during the week. Gwyn, Liam, thank you, Gwyn, for the super chat. Hello, Gwyn. I've made a wildcard team without Salah. I've got Son, Barnes, Aubameyang, Fernandes and Gundogan. But after that, shall I get Salah back in after the Spurs game? Well, listen, we will talk a bit more about Salah and Liverpool as a thing, as a team, when we get to the Spurs and Liverpool game. But what do you think of that midfield, Sam? Son, Barnes, Fernandes, Gundogan, Aubameyang? How are you feeling about Aubameyang?
I'm not.
No, I'm still not feeling him. But I am feeling Harvey Barnes, and I am feeling Gundogan, who we will talk about in a bit more detail later on. So we'll talk about him. Let's talk about your team, Sam. So there's me, 114k. We go again. We'll shrug our shoulders. We'll call the triple captain chip a moderate fail, and we'll move on. Your team, though, without any chips, looking pretty good. Supercharged, might I say, by the defence. Attack and midfield looking okay. Harry Kane chipping in. Antonio, very good, but a lot of players would have brought him in. But that defence has really supercharged your game week. 97 points, up or down to 63. That's about par, isn't it? That's where you were last time.
So it ended up being a red arrow by just under 800 places. So it's basically the same. And to be honest, I just said to Lee before we went live, I am thrilled with that. Because going into the game week where I had 7 double game weekers, no chip in play, no Kevin De Bruyne, and off-form Salah as my captain.
Yeah, Bruno, Salah fail.
Yeah, Bruno walking the yellow card tightrope. I was unsure about whether... I fancied Antonio, but I was unsure whether he was going to get 90 minutes in both games. So that was a bit of a punt. It all was a bit... Plus McCarthy, who I really didn't fancy to get anything in that game against Leeds. So I was looking at the team thinking, okay, let's just, if we can survive...
You were a little bit behind the sofa for this game, weren't you?
I was, and I was like, I've got to just survive game week 19, because if I can get through game week 19 with my chips in play, I'll be in a better position from game week 20 onwards. My team's looking all right for game week 20 onwards, as long as I don't get yellow cards. And I was prepared to take a 50k rank drop. That was where I was in my thinking, that if I got anywhere around the 50k, I'd be quite happy to take that.
Okay.
But obviously, if I could get anything better, then great. And at points during this game week, I was doing really, really well. What killed me was the Aston Villa game on Saturday night. Yeah. So I was 20k up.
Martinez clean sheet, the Grealish assist, things like that.
So I was 20k up going into this game, going into Saturday night's game. And then obviously I don't own any Aston Villa players and I don't own any Newcastle players, but I'm less worried about that. But the Aston Villa defence always seems to come good. You know, Martinez obviously didn't get the clean sheet last time, but Matt Target did get the clean sheet because he went off early in the Man City game. Oh, that was jammy
for target owners. Yeah, love that.
Yeah, and then obviously got attacking returns in this one and got the clean sheet. Konsa and Mings with clean sheets. Plus, Grealish with an assist. Blimmin' Ollie Watkins popped up with a goal. So it was just...
Not old Swatkins.
Yes, Watkins swatting around. So yeah, for me, that game was a bit of a nightmare. But having said that, to hold par in this week with no chips in play, I'm actually really, really delighted with it, to be honest, because now I feel like I've got some advantages that I didn't take any points hits.
Yeah,
so that's
good.
You know, that was another thing that kind of went well. And I am pleased that I stuck with my gut, because my gut told me not to do the Kevin thing and I couldn't quite put it to bed. And I nearly took Son out for him.
That is a gut feel. So your gut feel was not to get Kevin in.
Yeah.
But I mean, in my mind, 4-0 where he just gets an assist and a 2-0 game where he should have been on the pitch to take a penalty.
Yeah.
That's, you've swerved one, in my opinion.
Or my gut was entirely right.
What? Your gut was he was going to get injured?
Well,
come on.
Your triple captains tend to.
Come on. Super chat from Nehal says, KDB and Vardy both out. Is Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Ings a good option? Are either of those two guys a good option? Now, listen, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, it's half-time in the Everton game right now. Everton versus Sheffield Wednesday. Calvert-Lewin has started and scored. He's on the score sheet, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. So how are we feeling about Vardy out for either Calvert-Lewin or Ings? That face says it all. That's a no.
I'm not inspired by either of them, to be honest.
Not inspired.
I think that there was a reason why we all got off the Dominic Calvert-Lewin bandwagon, and it wasn't just that they had game called off, and it wasn't just that he was injured. It was that he was on pretty poor form, and Everton had some really bad injuries, which were affecting the flow of the team and the level of play. Now, Dina's injured again, so
yes,
that will massively affect them again, because they were starting to get that trajectory back again. I'm not really buying into Dominic Calvert-Lewin again yet. And Danny Ings was the other option. I mean, Danny Ings has always got potential, but I didn't see a lot from him in the FA Cup game this weekend that would make me think that, yes, against Arsenal this week in the league, that I would want him.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Another super chat from Liam Healy. Thank you, Liam, for the super chat. And very nice to talk to Liam during the week where I had my Patreon Zoom one-to-one with Liam. And Liam is saying he got 99 points this week. Already did Zuma to Diaz, which was a transfer that we discussed, was a good thing to do. Still unsure if I should take a hit to replace KDB. So he's already done, for the game week coming up, Zuma to Diaz. Zuma, I don't know, I feel for this guy, because since Frank Lampard's come out and said he's got no personality, he's out of the team, and Chelsea seem to be playing a little bit better, albeit against Luton. So Zuma to Diaz looks like a good fit, a good transfer for Liam. But should he take a hit to replace Kevin De Bruyne? I think you probably should.
You can't leave that level of budget, even for a
you
week.
You can't. You need to get rid of that. But it's where you go that's interesting for
There's
me.
There's
we'll
so many
that.
Options to go to. Don't worry. And I think this is the one thing I'll say before we get into the game week. Do not worry about leaving a load of value on your bench, like in your bank.
Yeah.
If the move is to take Kevin De Bruyne or Vardy down, massively down, and that means you've got 5 million in the bank, do it.
Yeah,
because that 5 million you can reinvest over the weeks that Kevin's out. It's fine to do that. It's less of a problem to have that money there and have a player playing that you are confident in.
Okay,
this might be
all right. Super chat from Abhishek. Thank you, Abhishek, who is currently, spoiler alert, top of our manager of the month for January. We'll talk about that in a sec. Hi guys, last 2 weeks moved from 1.2 million to 280k.
Nice.
And he quite rightly says, on top of manager of the month, Abhishek is having an absolute, Sam, let me say
absolute
it clearly, stormer.
Stormer.
He's having a stormer in January. There's no doubt about it. There's no other word for it. It's sensational.
He's doing John Stones.
Super chat from, he is the John Stones of January, Abhishek. Azzy is saying 218k to 42k this week.
Woo!
144 points. Hashtag Bruce out. Not... Has he? He's not feeling the Steve Bruce love there this evening. John Tiny with a super chat. Thank you, John. Ozil gone to Turkey. Do you think he will get back to his best? John, I don't care, mate, to be honest with you.
I care.
Why do you care?
Because I think Arsenal have been downright rude to him.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm not happy. You don't treat a... Regardless of this situation, you... That man, Ozil... I mean, what is happening to Gunnosaurus now? Who's paying his wages?
Yes.
No, Arsenal are outrageous when it comes to Ozil. And I really hope that Ozil goes to Fenerbahce and does wonders. There you are. There's my view.
Okay, there's your. I think that's your answer, John. Sam thinks that he can get back to his best. I personally, mate, I'm glad to see the back of him.
But what about poor Gunnosaurus?
Absolute stain on Arsenal Football Club. And hopefully Arsenal can... hopefully Arsenal can be better, Sam, now that he's gone.
Who's paying Gunnosaurus' wages?
Who cares about Gunnosaurus?
I do!
Another super chat from Nahel. Deviating from the template has hurt a lot this year. There's a nice comment. So what do you think about the template? Do you think this is still something we need to be sticking to? Or do you think going slightly differential is a good thing? You've got to go slightly differential, right?
Aye.
And now we have the chance to, right? Everyone with Kevin De Bruyne is going to go somewhere. And wherever you go, it's unlikely to be a big hitter, I'd suggest, because you ain't going to bring in Salah right now. You've probably got Fernandes already. If you're going to shift to Sterling as a differential, maybe, but there's nothing inspiring about Sterling right now.
My view...
Difficult, right?
And I said this in my most recent pundit article, is that the thing that's been working for me is to have consistency with my premium picks and then be different with... around the edges.
Yeah.
And being different around the edges gives you enough difference to boost your rank without damaging your rank.
Yeah, okay. A template core differential around the edges. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. There's the main page, guys. There's our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family. Also available on Instagram, at FPL Family. Search for FPL Family on Facebook. We're also on there. And if you want to listen to the podcast version...
You see my snowman on Instagram as well. I posted a picture.
You took a picture of today's snowman on Instagram.
There,
guys, is a reason to join FPL Family on Instagram. to go and see Snowy Kane on the FPL Family Instagram. I don't know how to follow that. How do I follow that? Yes, the audio version for the podcasters. Hello, podcasters. I always start these things with hello, YouTube, and welcome to FPL. We share hello, podcasters. If you're listening to us on the podcast, thank you for listening to us. Make sure you hit that subscribe, follow.
Oh, don't look at me. I don't know.
What's the name of the button? Follow.
Although,
something. I don't know.
I mean, I've been publishing my own podcast the last
you've been podcasting it out properly at the moment, haven't you? Yeah, very good.
Posting them myself and everything. Can
very good.
It?
Seen a few of those.
Actually managed to get some tech working.
Where can the guys follow your podcast, your FF Scout podcast?
Over on FF Scout podcast platforms, you will find our new Scout Network podcast, which is hosted by me. And every week we feature one of the Scout Network people.
What are you going to call them?
I don't know. Friends.
People.
I was going to go with friends.
Friends
and I
of
thought,
the family.
That seems like a really weird thing to call
them.
Well,
they are your friends, most of them. What are you talking about?
Well, they know they are my friends, but it felt like there's just got to be a better word for it, hasn't there? Community. It's got to be a community. So episode one featured Ted from Ted Talks FPL. Episode two, which we recorded last Thursday, featured the lovely Nymphria. That one's the one that's relevant right now because we look ahead to game week 20. And this week coming, I've got Leo from Bendito Fantasy, all the way from Mexico.
Well, there we go. You can listen to Sam and all of her FPL friends. All of FPL friends. All of her FPL friends on the new Fantasy Football Scout.
Scout the Game Week.
Scout the Game Week podcast. Links are in the description below for Fantasy Football Scout. If you're not a member yet, you can go and sign up there. We should say, you don't need to be a member
to
listen to Scout the Game Week.
For absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing, you can go listen to those. Absolutely sensational. Let's get into...
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday, thank you. FPL friends. So before we get into the fixtures, Sam, we do want to do a quick Manager of the Month update. The aforementioned Abhishek Kumar on 266 points. He is having, let me say it again, Sam, really clearly, a stormer in January. A stormer. Mark Anslow in at 255 points. And Karan, who I also spoke to on one of our Patreon Zooms a couple of weeks ago. Very nice to meet you, Karan. They're both hanging in there on 254 for Karan and 255 for Mark. But Abhishek currently with an 11-point lead. Doing very, very well indeed. Couple of game weeks left for
one.
The January Manager Month. Is there only
no,
one?
No, two. You're
two,
right.
I think.
Because
yeah,
it's
two.
A midweek game.
Correct. So two game weeks left for Abhishek to hold on to win the Manager of the Month for January and pick one of these wonderful prizes from our friends at kickingtheballs.com. Of course, Mark and Karan are still in with a shout, and it's quite tight, actually. Even if you go below Karan in the league, it's quite tight in there. We're not up there this month. I was up there for a bit last month, but definitely not in the mix for this month. So good luck to everybody, all of our patrons, in the Manager of the Month for January competition. Prizes for the winners, as we've said before. And if you want to take part in February's Manager of the Month, January's closed now, by the way. You can't come in the second to last game week and having posted a brilliant January and go, right, I'm in this competition now. I've closed it for January. But if you want to get in on the February one, go check out patreon.com/FPL family. Links in the description below. If you want to come and support us over there, you'd be more than welcome to and take part in our February Manager of the Month competition, which will start in game week 22.
Yes.
Yes, good, good. Right, let's get on with game week 20 then, Sam. It's hard, this, isn't it? I'm trying to keep track of where we are, for goodness sake. Let's have a look. No, that's the wrong page.
What's happening here? I thought you were about to do some weird transitions or something, but no.
Oh, you're right.
Hang on.
I could do that. Hold on. So we could go from here with a... to here.
Wow.
I've been trying... I keep forgetting to do it. I've set it up and everything, I keep forgetting to do it. That's going to happen a lot now, isn't it, guys?
I'm sorry.
That's going to happen a lot. I can see that happening.
It's probably been a dip in viewing.
People have just gone, what is that? Get off my screen. And now I can't find my actual screen that I need to find. Right, here we go. We are in. Let's find the fixtures. Ta-da! Here are the fixtures. Right, let's have a look at these, Sam. So, Tuesday the 26th is the deadline. 6 o'clock is Palace versus West Ham. So,
it's a 4:30,
it's going to be a 4:30 deadline on Tuesday. Mm. Don't forget that, guys. And also, I expect after the Everton game tonight, there will be a lot of activity in the transfer market, in the FPL price market.
But
so
beware, Spurs do play on Monday evening.
That is true.
Although, having said that, it is against Wickham, and I don't expect either Son or Kane to participate very much in that game.
Given
we didn't against Marine. Last time, Son made the journey and Kane didn't, so I suspect we might see the reverse of that. I don't think it will affect us too much from an FPL perspective, but it is worth noting that there is still one more game on Monday night.
Okay, all right, so Spurs and Wickham still to go on Monday night. So if you're thinking about a Man City player in, for example, that's probably okay. But if you're thinking of a Spurs player or you want to do something with your Spurs players, maybe just hold on one more day if you can. So another sort of midweek game week here. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Let's pick a couple of games out on Tuesday then. City versus West Brom. Let's address the Kevin De Bruyne situation then. Okay. So I have him, you don't.
Yeah.
So you haven't got the Kevin De Bruyne issue to consider. A lot of managers looking at Kevin De Bruyne straight down to Gundogan. And as you suggested before, do not be put off by the fact that you'll have 6 or 7 million sitting in your bank because you've done that transfer. I find I'm absolutely considering that transfer because Gundogan not only has shown a bit of consistency in terms of his minutes in the team, which under Pep is quite important.
8 weeks of starts?
I think it's 8 weeks of starts, yes. But he looks integral to that team. Even at the weekend when they were playing Cheltenham in the FA Cup, Cheltenham went a goal up. It was looking a bit flaky for City. They bought on Diaz and Gundogan and they win the game 3-1. Mm. So he's clearly a very important part of that City setup now.
Particularly without Kevin, I would say.
And he's probably even more important without Kevin De Bruyne. Yeah. Do you think that Gundogan's more advanced role, this, you know, we've seen the touches in the area going up, the shots in particular, shots on goal in particular going up, and he's probably on penalties, I would suggest now, with Kevin De Bruyne not in the team.
It's not Sterling after that last one.
He's missed three in a row. It's got to be Gundogan, I would suggest.
Yeah, me too.
And probably set pieces. So, look, it's Gundogan, really, really good, but with no Kevin De Bruyne, does that change Gundogan's position? Does he maybe sit a bit deeper, or does Pep carry on playing him where he's been playing him?
I mean, No, I think he carries on playing him where he's been playing him. And I think that, you know, it's not like they've got a game coming up against, like, Leicester or Man United or like, somebody else that's at the top of the table. They're about to play West Brom.
Yeah.
Who...
And Sheffield United and Burnley.
So it's not exactly like they're going to need to be defensively, you know, rock solid. I suspect they will be anyway. But, you know, it's not like they're going to need somebody sitting really deep in the middle of that field and therefore Gundogan's got to be the sacrificial lamb is the point I'm making. I don't see that happening. I think
I think you're right. I can't believe Pep goes into any of those three games and says, look, you're going to need to sit deeper to protect us a bit because we're going to expect an attacking onslaught.
No.
He ain't going to get it, is he? He's going to be saying we need to just go for goals because they're presumably going to play a low block.
And if anything, we've seen that he can play Cancelo in the midfield. So there's more chance of him saying to Cancelo, right, you're going to sit in the midfield, but if we need an extra defensive option, then that's you because actually you're a defender, would be my thought.
Okay. So are you thinking about bringing in Gundogan then? Yes. Even without having Kevin De Bruyne?
Yeah.
So your midfield, talk me through your midfield. So Salah, Fernandes, Suchek, Son, and one other, Bissouma, right? So Bissouma's going to become Gundogan here, isn't he? Nice. What an amazing transfer that is. Despite Bissouma scoring absolute worldie,
by the
way.
Bissouma. Right, so here's Bissouma. Wonder goal.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Wonder goal. Nothing. Like, literally.
Have you got the money in the bank to do that?
I've got 3 million in the bank. Hmm.
Days, wow. That is a transfer that has just got to happen.
Well,
so here's a good question for you then. So if you have a midfield of Salah, Fernandes.
Yeah.
Suchet, Gundogan and Son.
Yes.
So you're going to play all of them.
Well.
Kane, Bamford.
Antonio.
You're going to play all of them. Who are you dropping? Suchet on the bench against Crystal Palace.
I can't drop Salah, but I'm not going to, am I? I can't have Salah in my team and not play him.
Don't know if you noticed Suchet top for aerial duels.
Yeah, but also
over double game week 19. 28 aerial duels he won. The next best, by the way, Andy Carroll and Ashley Barnes. Andy Carroll and Barnes both on what looks like 18. Suchet with 27, which is unbelievable. So he is winning absolutely everything aerially, Suchet.
Yes, he
and
is.
And against Crystal Palace, could do well, couldn't he?
Could do well. Do you know what I need?
What do you need? I need that all-out attack. Bring back the all-out attack.
Right, who can I write to? I'll be writing to the guys at the Premier League tonight.
That's it. We'll get down there tomorrow. We're FPL show tomorrow.
Dear Premier League boss.
Bring back the all-out attack.
Please, can I have the all-out attack chip back for this game week? Thank you kindly. Love, Sam, FPL family.
So here's a nice comment from Samyak Jane. Thank you, Samyak, for the comment. Cancelo, as you suggested, Sam, probably pretty much nailed with KDB injured because they need that creativity from him. Now, yeah. Gundogan, yes, there's a lot of thrust from midfield, shots in the box. He's getting into dangerous areas. There's a bit of creativity there as well. And I would expect his XA, his expected assists, and his creativity to go up if he's on set pieces.
Yes.
But Cancelo is more naturally creative from open play, I would suggest. In a way, in a more, dare I say it, Kevin De Bruyne-y sort of way. if that's the right way to say. Yeah. So I would suggest that if you're a Cancelo owner, no panic, hold.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to own Gundogan, I would not turn you off of that at all this game week.
But also, let's remember that we are talking about Man City here.
Yeah.
And Pep Roulette will now be in full swing because suddenly we've lost one of the cogs that's been really important to the Man City team. So we've had a few so far this season. Obviously, there's Edison. There's been Diaz at the back, who's been kind of integral to that. And you never really know who's going to be around him, but Diaz is pretty much always there.
Yeah.
There's been KDB and over the last 8 game weeks, Gundogan. But everything else has moved around. And what we'll now see, I think, is that we'll see more consistency with those middle three, Gundogan, Diaz and Edison. But the movement around will be greater because he's going to have to play with what he has in Kevin's absence.
Okay. Talk me through the other Manchester City assets that you might consider then. So Stones, Diaz, Cancelo, one or two, or all three of them if you fancy going all in on the defence. Gundogan in midfield. Anybody else?
I think Sterling is an out there pick. I think if you are chasing in mini leagues, if you are trying to make a big dent on overall rank, then there is potential with Sterling. The
still very low ownership for Sterling.
Yeah, right? I think he's like 4.4%. He was my central differential on this week's podcast, official podcast.
Did get in amongst the points, didn't he, in game week 19?
Did get in amongst the points. I think for me, with the thing with Sterling is that he, over the last 6 game weeks, if you take out the minus one that he got, so from game week 13 onwards, but Mike taking out the game week where he got the minus one, he's averaged 6.1 points per game, which doesn't feel horrendous until you look at his price. Because you look at it and go, well, okay, if you're going to average 6 points a game,
that's all right.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Then you look at Sterling's price tag and you go, but you cost a lot of money for 6 points because I can get Suchek to do similar things and I can get Gundogan to do very similar things,
sure.
If not greater things. But I do think that what will happen here at Man City in Kevin's absence is that somebody will stand up to be counted. And my expectation is it will probably be Sterling because I think he'll be the one that gets the most consistent starts across these games where Kevin's not there. We've seen what he does with Foden and Mahrez and those kind of peripheral players is that they get rotated in and out of the sides, whereas I suspect we'll see some more solidity with Sterling. And he might just be a differential pick that's worth making if you don't want to bench all of that KDB money or bank all of that KDB money.
All right, sounds good. And there for their part in this game, West Brom then. So joint top for BPS in double game week 19. John Stones, of course, the myth, the legend, but joint top with Pereira, 3 goals in the double game week 19. Mm. Any interest there or are we clutching at straws for West Brom against Manchester City? We're clutching at straws, Lee. Let's move on. Another team of interest is obviously West Ham. We touched on it there with Souček, but obviously Antonio straight in with the double game week 19 hero status. Looks to have hit the ground running. I think a comment that was made by FPL Tips, actually, so Harry made in the live chat was...
was it about holding?
It was not about holding. Oh. He still hasn't got his assist yet, by the way.
Miracle.
It does the threat of Souček diminish because of Antonio now? Is Antonio there? The fact that he's there, does that make Souček less of an option?
Maybe, but the aerial stats suggest not. Because I think potentially it does in terms of some of the opportunities that will come his way will probably be lost to Antonio, because there is now a proper target man to aim at, as opposed to just balls into the box, which are hitting at Souček. So maybe that is the case, but I still think that there's scope for both of them, particularly because Suchek's price is so cheap. Like, I think if you
he's so cheap, isn't he?
I think Souček, if you were talking about a 6.5 million midfielder, then I would maybe go along with what Harry's saying, and I'd question whether there's any value in owning him and Antonio. But given I've owned Souček since he was, 4.9 million or something, there is absolutely no value in me taking him out. He is ticking over points nicely. He's a player I'm happy to play every week, pretty much. He's still getting, even with Antonio in the team, he's still getting plenty of opportunities come his way. If anything, maybe his assist potential grows a little bit with Antonio on the pitch as well. So that might be beneficial to us.
Okay, well, with the West Ham fixtures coming up, Crystal Palace looks good because, I mean, they are woefully out of form, Crystal Palace. Then it's Liverpool at home for West Ham. Let me tell you guys, after watching Liverpool for the last few weeks, I would not back against either Souček or Antonio for goals in that game. Particularly, I noticed in the Manchester United game today, without Matip at the back, we were at sixes and sevens. Every corner looked a threat. There was at least a couple of opportunities for Pogba, aerially, and I think we look susceptible from set pieces. So go on.
Correct me if I might be wrong, but I suspect that he didn't play Matip today because he wants to play Matip in the Spurs game on Thursday night. And therefore, is he going to be ready to play a game against West Ham on what? Sunday?
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? He's made
can
a week of it, Matip.
Do
so,
two games in 5 days?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Or 4 days?
We are then up against West Ham on Sunday the 31st. Yeah, so it is the Sunday. So we are playing Thursday, Sunday.
Can Matip do that? Because if he can't, that makes the West Ham boys even greater options,
I think. Quite possibly. I would not be getting rid of Souček because that Liverpool game's there. Then it's Aston Villa away, which over the next five looks like the most difficult one. Actually, if I was a West Ham fan. Mm. And then it's Fulham and Sheffield United. So I think the question was asked earlier in the live chat about, are you okay, Sam, with having three West Ham right now? I would suggest you're probably all right.
In fact, if anything, I'm really happy to own three West Ham players right now. Because the point is that if something goes wrong and West Ham suddenly drop off a cliff again, or one of them gets out of form, they're at really nice price points to move to somebody else. So it's not like I'm heavily invested in terms of my budget in West Ham.
Yeah, they're the value go-to team right now. It was Leeds a few weeks back, and it could still be Leeds, don't get me wrong, because they got a good, nice game against Newcastle where I'm expecting them to do pretty well, and I will definitely be playing Bamford and Dallas in that one. But West Ham are the value go-to right now. Antonio, 6 point whatever he is. We all said at the beginning of the season, at 6 point, wasn't he 6.5 when he started? And that looked like really good value. And then he dropped because of his injury. Now it's 6.2, 6.3. He's absolutely unbelievable. And Souček, and in my case, Koufal, in your case, Creswell, still look like good options. Mm. Super chat from Harry. Thanks, FPL Tips, for the super chat. Sell Robbo for Stones. Hope you had a nice weekend. I would, Tips. Yes, I would, mate. We'll talk more about my thoughts on Liverpool in just a sec. And if you haven't caught it yet, I know Harry's a patron of ours. Go back and listen to Friday's Ohana, where I started off planning to talk about Double Game Week 20, and I just used it as a cathartic reason to go off on one about Liverpool. And I started talking about Robbo and why I'd get rid of him and Salah. So Tips, if you haven't listened to that, mate, go back and listen to Friday's Ohana for my thoughts on Liverpool.
He's just braced.
I've got other things that I want to do, so he gets a reprieve. Okay. But if he was the only thing I had to sort out this week, yes, I probably would. Yes, I probably would.
Interesting.
So let's... another super chat. Oh, no, not super chat. That's Tipsy's one. So what do we want to discuss elsewhere on the Tuesday?
I think it's
Leeds,
important to mention...
Arsenal?
Arsenal and Southampton. Because for me, that was a really fascinating game, which I was kind of... I'm invested in because I have Carl Walker-Peters and McCarthy. So I was kind of looking at that game thinking, Arsenal are in good form. The kids are playing really well. I'm looking at investment in Arsenal at the moment. I think, you know, the likes of Smith Rowe and Saka all both looking like great options. Obviously, there's Tierney at the back. Looks like a good option. And then the FA Cup happened. And it was a much cagier affair than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And, all right, it was a weird deflected Cole Peters' own goal for, I can't remember who it was now, but off of one of the Arsenal, put up Gabriel. Yeah. And suddenly I'm looking at that because I was looking at it thinking I don't want to play Kyle Walker-Peters because I don't want double Southampton defence in that point. But now I'm looking at it thinking, I had thought, or maybe I'd do a keeper swap this week. Maybe that's my boring transfer.
Saints are alright at home, you know.
But they're alright at home. Yeah. And so I actually think going into this game where most people will have a Southampton defender, I don't think it's the end of the world anymore. I thought that they might get a bit of a... because Arsenal were on a bit of form... I'm really intrigued by this game to see how it pans out in the league, because if it's anything like the Cup, it'll be quite a cagey affair.
Okay, all right. SI is in the chat. He says, remember the time Lee said Kane was finished as a player? Has your opinion changed, Lee? Yes, it has. Yes, it has. That was one of those things that I said just to get a reaction. I've said a few of those things lately and I should stop saying them. I should stop saying them. Get the Spurs goggles on. You're absolutely
right. In fact,
right.
Do you want to wear them now?
No, I do not want to wear them. No, absolutely not. It's 2-0 to Everton in the FA Cup. You'll be happy to hear. It is Richarlison, Sam, that's got the goal. Richarlison, one of
your
favourites.
Who got the assist?
One of your favourites, Richarlison. Let's move to Wednesday. So Wednesday night's games include Aston Villa, Chelsea versus Wolves, Burnley Villa, Brighton Fulham, Everton versus Leicester, which I think is where we'll start in a second, then Man United versus Sheffield United. Everton versus Leicester. Leicester riding the crest of a wave right now. Good form. Mm-hmm. No Jamie Vardy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to come in and play up top? Is it going to be Perez, as he seemed to play today in the FA Cup? Or is Iheanacho going to come in? Or how are they going to play? Or are you not bothered about that? Are you all about the midfield and Harvey Barnes and James Maddison, etc.?
To be honest, I haven't been bothered about Jamie Vardy for... A while,
yeah.
Because he hasn't been on good form. He's been having plenty of opportunities. But in fact, since the beginning of this season, I feel like all I ever say is that Jamie Vardy only scores penalties. There's been so many games where he, you know, would have got absolutely nothing, then has got a couple of penalties and suddenly he looks like a great option. For me, he's never really looked like a good option all season. And I know that a lot of people will disagree with me on that. And that's absolutely fine for you to disagree with me. But I don't think he's made a good option for a long time.
Top for XG underachievers, Sam, in double game week 19. And XG of 1.2, but with no goals. I'm just merely underlining a point.
Yeah, because he doesn't do anything. Gets plenty of opportunities.
I think what's interesting about that is that actually we expect the reverse from Jamie Vardy, for him not to have much in terms of stats and XG, and then he gets the goal. Whereas in double game week 19, for his owners, that's a bit frustrating, isn't it? Because the XG stat, at least, suggests that he should have had at least a goal in double game week 19. He didn't get anything.
No, I agree with you. But I also think, and I don't know your thoughts on this, I've just noticed how heavily it's snowing outside by looking at his... It's really heavy.
Is it really coming down?
Yeah, I can see it in the streetlight.
Oh, wow. Here comes the snow.
Good grief.
How are we going to get to the FPL show tomorrow?
We've got to go to the FPL show tomorrow. I'm really concerned about that.
Should we get one of them big coats and like the tennis rackets on our feet and the hiking boots? Just walking.
It's part of the reason I was digging the drive out before we went live. I just noticed my hands are filthy.
We could walk to Uxbridge, which we started now. Get down there for tomorrow night.
I'm not walking to Uxbridge. Lose my train of thought.
Oh, 3-0, Sam. Yerry Mina has scored for Everton. Looks like they are going through.
Who are they playing?
Against Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
In the FA Cup, but not worried about the FA Cup anymore.
I am.
I know you are.
I want to win the double.
Go on then, Jamie Vardy, move on from him. I want to hear more from midfield. You about Harvey Barnes and James Maddison.
So I think the midfield at Leicester have been offering a lot more value for money than Jamie Vardy has for a few weeks now.
Maddison, goal and assist again today in the FA Cup on a bit of a hot streak, to be fair to him.
Yeah, and I think I've said numerous occasions that I really like Maddison. I think Maddison is a really, really talented player. I think he makes a massive difference to Leicester when he's there. I think when he was injured, we saw a bit of a dip in Leicester in terms of their ability to score from not penalties and an ability to connect the midfield up. And I think he makes a big difference. And today in the Cup, I thought he was excellent again.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him. He is the one but that comes with the getting in Gundogan this week, is that I actually really do like the look of James Maddison. I was interested to watch Leicester today in the FA Cup because my one concern about Maddison was that if Jamie Vardy isn't there, who's he going to be assisting?
Well, do you know what's interesting for me about this fixture is that I will be using it very heavily to scout players. I doubt that I'm going to bring in any Everton or Leicester for this fixture specifically. But if I look at the fixtures for both of these clubs from game week 21 onwards, so it's Leicester have got Everton, of course. Then they play Leeds, Fulham and Wolves back to back before a game against Liverpool. So that run of three looks really nice. And then if I look at Everton, of course, it's this Leicester game. But then it's Newcastle, Leeds, Man United, but then Fulham. So they've got three of the next four look really good. So I'm pretty poised to dive in on either or either and Everton and Leicester. But I don't know who yet, and I'm probably going to use this game to scout those assets. The guys in the live chat, by the way, saying that James Rodriguez got two assists today. So he seems to be maybe back on people's radars. And shock, Dominic Calvert-Lewin is on the score sheet now that James Rodriguez is back.
Well, this is the thing with Everton, isn't it? Is that they've been really, really good or rubbish. And the really, really good stuff has been when everyone's been fully fit and firing, because there's been more creativity in behind Dominic Calvert-Lewin, and that makes Dominic Calvert-Lewin the asset that we saw at the beginning of the season. We've not seen that for a fair few weeks now. So I think you're right. This is a good opportunity with this fixture to kind of see how it is. And it also gives us an extra week of Vardy watch, because from what Roger said today, what you said earlier was right. It didn't. When he spoke,
not going to play. He's had surgery.
Well, when he spoke in the middle of the week, he said he's had minor surgery. He's on a hernia and he's out for a couple of weeks. Can't then he spoke it. Today and he's like, "Oh, it's only minor. He might be back. Who knows?" So it's definitely something to watch. I guess we might get some more news as well after game week 20 and going into game week 21. So okay. Let's see.
All right. Well, that's a game I will be watching, and I will be watching that pretty closely. Even though, at the same time, my likely captain for game week 20 will be playing. I think it is a brave FPL manager that doesn't captain Bruno Fernandes against Sheffield United in game week 20. What do you think? Lots of options at Manchester United right now. I don't want to talk about Luke Shaw in a second as well, who I thought in the back-to-back games against Liverpool looked great, actually, in both of those games, particularly the first one, looked really, really good at Anfield. Captain Bruno Fernandes this week, yes or no?
He was always going to be my captain anyway.
I think so.
Because I don't, apart from DS, own a City player currently. So Bruno was always going to be my captain, pending a yellow card in the game on whenever they last played, Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I think he makes a perfect option. And I think we saw today that, you know, he comes on. Hasn't exactly been on huge fire in terms of the league. I think it's one assist in the last three matches. But it's Bruno.
Got the goal today. As soon as he stepped up for that free kick, I was like, this is like a penalty for this guy.
Yeah.
He's going to score.
Yeah. I think so too. And I think with the loss of with Kevin De Bruyne this week and with Spurs and Liverpool playing each other, the ability to captain somebody else gets smaller and smaller every day and with every bit of injury news that comes our way. So I think Bruno Fernandes will be very, very, very highly captained this week.
Especially with the rest today against Liverpool. Only come on like in the 70th minute or something. Come on, get the winner. I mean, honestly, the guy's unbelievable. They said in the commentary today during the game that they couldn't think of another player that had such an impact at Manchester United since Eric Cantona. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree. The guy is absolutely incredible. Everything you could see, you know, I had this thing in my head about, you know, he sort of emotionally elevates United as well when he comes on and when he plays. And he definitely does. He's unbelievable. He comes on straight away. He's on the pitch. Da-da, come here, do this, do that, do this. Come
talking,
here, go there.
Talking
straight away, telling everybody where to be. Here's how I want this game to be played. And he's just the absolute maestro. I think he's fantastic. I really, really do. So
should be the captain.
He probably should. But to be honest, maybe that's extra pressure that he doesn't need. You know, maybe he doesn't need the captain's armband. I don't know. He probably doesn't need it, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
No surprise to see Pogba playing well recently, Sam. I noticed a comment that I saw, I think on Twitter, or I read some, maybe The Athletic, that Pogba is coming up to a big point in his career, actually, this summer. He's coming up to
a
big point.
What? Is he doing a Zaha?
Oh, he's doing a Pogba, frankly. This is what Paul Pogba is all about, right? So he's coming up to a big point in his career this summer where he'll have 1 year left on his Manchester United contract. He's 27. So I think by then he'll be 28. What is he going to do? He's either going to stick around at Man United and get the big bucks, or he's going to leave and get the big bucks. Either way, to get the big bucks, notice there's a theme here, to get the big bucks, you're going to have to play pretty well. I actually don't think he cares whether he's at Manchester United or Paris or anywhere else next year. All that he cares about is the big bucks. And he's got to play well for the money.
Of course he cares.
That is why I think he is playing so well at the minute.
Of course he cares if he goes to Paris. He gets to play for Poch if he goes to Paris. Which, quite frankly, is every player's dream come true. Because that man is a legend. Get well soon, Poch. I hope you've recovered from COVID.
But wherever he goes, he'll go and play for Poch for big money and be rubbish. Because it's like a Aubameyang. As soon as he's got his money, he'll be rubbish again, trust me.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because I don't know about
you. But he has been superb. He has been superb. So is he an FPL asset?
Well, I don't know. That's my kind of problem, isn't it? Is that how long do we get this Pogba for? Now, if you're saying that you think he's going to do this until the end of the season when he's going to either get his move or going to sign a massive contract with Manchester United, then yes, he is absolutely an FPL asset. Because if he's going to play like he has been, what's not to like? And plus cheap. Much cheaper than much cheaper than Fernandes.
You're not going to have him instead of Fernandes. Just make that clear. You'd have him as well as, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and actually at this point in time, Manchester United, who'd have thought this? Let's rewind 10 game weeks. Who'd have thought I was about to sit here and say there's nothing wrong with having double Manchester United attack?
I know, crazy, right?
The
fixtures read like this. Sheffield United, of course.
Yeah.
Then it's Arsenal away, Southampton at home, Everton at home, West Brom away. So if you go to Fantasy Football Scout and you look at the ticker and sort it by difficulty, which if you're a Fantasy Football Scout member, you can do, second to Crystal Palace. So second in the fixture difficulty rating.
Yeah.
Looking good.
And I think everything points to owning more than one Manchester United player. And currently I only have one.
Would you invest in the defence? How do you feel about Luke Shaw? 4.8 in the game. Good value.
Good value. I like him. I like his consistency of starts.
On corners as well.
I like his attacking potential. I prefer him to Maguire and Biscuits when you consider the price discrepancy between them.
I prefer him to a Liverpool defender right now. I'd prefer Shaw to Robbo. 100%.
I think I prefer a Sheffield United player defender to Robertson.
Steady on.
No, seriously, what would you want to pay 7 odd million?
So any interest in the defence before we move on?
Yes, there is. But I think my interest is at it peaks at Luke Shaw because of the threat of a yellow card with Maguire. I can only think of his head.
Slab it.
And Biscuits. But yeah, so I think for me, it's Luke Shaw of them, because I think if you were going to invest Luke Shaw and Biscuits level, Maguire and Biscuit level, I'd go with a Man City defender.
Okay, all right. Quick word on Aston Villa away at Burnley, which will be a difficult game, right? Going to Turf Moor is a difficult game for anybody. Then it's Southampton away, which is difficult. Then an in-form West Ham go to Villa Park. Then it's Arsenal. Then it's Brighton. So the Villa fixtures, despite being towards the top of the ticker, I'm going to say, actually, on paper, don't look too bad, but do look reasonably difficult. Going to Saints is not easy. And then having West Ham come to Villa Park is not easy either, as well as Arsenal potentially. So any interest, therefore, in Aston Villa? And in particular, Jack Grealish, since he is still on this tightrope, does the him being on the tightrope put you off him at all?
100%.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in Jack Grealish at the moment.
Okay. Ollie Watkins?
No. Never, ever again.
Martinez, though, in goal, but surely defense, worthy of consideration.
The defence I'm really kind of intrigued by because, mostly because I feel like every time they get a clean sheet, it kills me by 20k. But also because there's attacking potential there. So we've seen it from Target, we've seen it over the course of the season from Cash and Konza, and we've seen it from Mings. There's plenty of upside, I guess that's what I'm saying,
okay,
with the Aston Villa defenders, both in terms of attacking returns, but also in terms of bonus points. They regularly not ratchet them up as well. Even in the game on Saturday night against Newcastle, when they scored two goals, Konza and Cash both got two bonus points.
Okay.
So there's potential for more than 6 points. Now, the fixtures slightly put me off because I think that there are goals for the opposition.
Okay.
That was a really weird way of saying opposition, wasn't it? there are goals for the opposition in those matches. So I'm not sure I see a clean sheet in those five. But I do think owning one of the Aston Villa defenders or the goalkeeper, because he's also a lovely option with bonus points and clean sheets and all of that jazz. So.
All right. I disagree with you on Grealish. I miss him in my team, Jackie Boy.
Why? I miss you.
Should never have sold you. I regret it.
Okay. Talk to me about Harry Kane then. Do you miss him more?
I'll tell you after you've played us and I'll let you know. but I do miss Jackie Grealish. Again, with an assist in the FA Cup. Barkley back. Fixtures where he can get. I swapped him up for KDB, didn't I? And then I took the money out of Kane down to Antonio. So I'm not regretting the Harry Kane move yet because Antonio come in with an 18 pointer. But I am missing a bit of Jack in my team. He is a quality player. There's no doubt about it. And I will look to get him back, I'm pretty sure, in due course. Let's move to the Thursday then. A few people in the live chat, by the way, Sam, saying, since when did Man... What are you talking about? Man United signed Busquets? What are you talking about? Biscuits? What's this? This is Sam's word for Aaron Wan-Bissaka. This is Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Not Busquets. Not Biscuits. Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
No, because you fall in the biscuit tin if you buy Wan-Bissaka.
It's a long-run
joke. Going
back
to Project Restart, watch it.
Anyone new to FPL family hasn't got a clue
if
what
you're
talking
about. If you've been here since Project Restart, you'll know that Wan Biscuits, if you own him, you're in the biscuit tin.
Long-term FPL family viewers will know all about the biscuit tin, but the newbies are going, what are you talking about? Let's have a quick chat then about Thursday night.
I've got my goggles on ready for the
talk. Versus Liverpool. The Spurs goggles are on.
I don't even need them on. We're going to smash you without them.
I don't think you need them on either. I think you will beat us. No question. What do you think the score is going to be? How do you see the game panning out?
No, I don't think we're going to smash you. I actually think that this is going to be a really difficult game for us.
Why?
Because it is exactly the sort of game that Klopp will go, we need a result. Like, you more than
have we not been saying that for 3 months?
Yeah, but this is the sort of fixture.
West Brom at home. Newcastle away.
Yeah, but I don't think...
United at home. Burnley at home.
Man United at home, yes. Of all those fixtures...
We needed a result in all of those games.
Yeah, but of all the...
Trust me, we needed a result.
Of all the fixtures you've just listed, the only really big one in that, in terms of a big club, was Man United.
Oh.
Sorry to fans of West Brom, Burnley, who else have you listed? Newcastle. Sorry, Geordie. He'd agree with me.
He would.
But I think my point is that is the sort of game that you will kind of turn up. You are on your knees at the moment, and that is the sort of game that we will mess it up because that is what we do.
Because that's
So I think I am more than happy to own Son and Kane going into that game.
Yes.
I am also now quite happy to hold Salah because it appears that the witch doctor curse has been broken and he's now braced after his 5-game blank. Did you hear about this?
No, what are you talking
Somebody
about?
Said that they paid a witch doctor $10 to put a bock on Salah for 5 matches and he wouldn't score. Man. And of course that's happened. The 5 games was up against Burnley. That was the last game of the 5.
Right.
And then he braced today. So maybe...
Keep him in your FPL
maybe
teams.
Maybe you should keep him in your FPL teams because the witch doctor curse is now over.
Wow.
So I'm quite happy to own them both because I also think that Spurs will... We saw it in the game against Liverpool about 6 weeks ago when we last paid each other, or however long ago it was now. Liverpool will... We will give you space. We will give you time. We will give you opportunity. Of course we will.
You've been watching Spurs
recently.
You're decent.
We give everyone a chance. Sheffield United can score against us. They can't score against anybody. My point is...
Samyak is in the live chat. He's saying, I smell a Spursy performance coming on. Garfield Robbie's saying, this is exactly the game Liverpool needs. Spurs are going to Spurs.
See?
Has no one been watching Liverpool? Am I the only one watching these games in the last
few weeks? I guarantee you that we will do something Spursy in that game.
I hope you do.
I guarantee
hope you do.
It.
We need it.
I think you think this game's going to be 2-0 Spurs. I think this game has got potential to either be 2-1 Liverpool or maybe 2-2 because we'll nick it at the end.
Wow.
I don't see us winning this game, is my honest answer. But I'm quite happy to hold the 3 fantasy assets I do because I think they'll all be on the score sheet.
This is the classic Spurs pessimism going into this game,
and
which I've had to put up with
after it.
For years and years, guys. I've had to put up with this Spurs pessimism, not just from you, but the rest of my close, nearest and dearest family, all Spurs fans, as long-term FPL family viewers will know. I think you beat us. I think simple as you beat us.
Oh, here we go.
Simple as. If you saw the amount of time and space and damage that Rashford did today, and Son, right, in my opinion, is he a better player than Rashford? They're up there, right? They're up there together.
No. There's no... What? I won't have that.
What? Is Son a better player than Rashford?
Yeah.
I think that's debatable.
Oh, shush.
Rashford is quality. Anyway. Either way. Either way, even if Son wasn't playing, if I was playing up in Son's position, I'd get the better of Reece Williams. Trust me.
Behave.
Wouldn't be a problem. He's got mistake after mistake in the kids. And like I said before, even if he plays Matty.
He's going to play Matty.
That doesn't matter. The key is Henderson available? That is the key.
Well, let's hope not.
Because if Henderson is available and Matip is available, both of those guys might combine to giving us a bit of structure in our team that will mean the fullbacks can go on and get something. But even then, I still think you're going to beat us. I think Mourinho will know exactly how to play us. You'll set traps.
Mourinho has not beat Klopp yet.
Say again?
Mourinho has not beat Klopp yet.
Okay, well, listen, you should have had something out of the Anfield game, no doubt about
Salah
it.
Salah has scored more goals against Spurs than any other European club that he's faced in European club competition.
Wow.
Okay. Would you like me to reel off any other pro-Liverpool stats that suggest that Spurs are going to do a Spurs?
I'll tell you what, it's kicked off in the live chat, Sam. It is kicked off. Marius R. Son is clearly better than Rashford. FPL tips, Son is better than Rashford. Easy. Extreme HD, Rashford is so clear of Son. Dread FPL, Son, better than Rashford. Charlie King, Son is miles better. Zach Robert, Sam is a hater. Rashford is way better.
I'm not hating on Rashford. I think Rashford's a quality player.
That's kicked off in the live chat.
My beef Son isn't with Rashford. My beef isn't with how good Rashford is. It's with the fact that Son is about 100% better.
Right, okay.
I mean, Rashford's here.
Son is different class.
Son is like, oof. I don't know, through the roof.
It's going off. Colo is in, he's saying Rashford is so clear.
Oh.
There we go.
Clearly injured.
Dylan Williams. Sam is the only one talking sense on my screen. Classic. Listen, I think it is a very difficult game for Liverpool. Our away form this year is well documented. We nicked a win at Stamford Bridge because Alisson saved a penalty. And we had a freak game against Palace where we smashed them 7-0. Apart from that, it's been absolutely woeful.
We've not been that great at home.
You've not been that great at home. Listen, I hope that you're rubbish and I hope that we win, but I just don't see it.
If we do and we smash you, when I get back from the FPL show, I'm going to wake you up.
Talk to me briefly, because we're almost at an hour and a quarter, Sam, would you believe, on this live stream. Talk to me briefly about the FPL assets in that game then. How do you think, and I'm particularly interested in how Mourinho is going to set up. If he goes for the three at the back again, and you play with the wing-backs, which I've liked that system, actually, in recent times. I particularly like Reguilón. I've always liked it. I've liked him since he's been a Spurs player. I didn't see much of him before he was a Spurs player. But in this new three at the back Spurs system, should Mourinho decide to go for it again, he's a nice FPL asset, isn't he?
Yes, but I wouldn't be bringing in a Spurs defender ahead of the Liverpool game.
Possibly not this week, no, because but maybe longer term.
I don't see a clean sheet, but yes, I do agree with what you've just said. I think longer term Reguilón is a really, really nice pick from the Spurs defence. If I owned a Liverpool defender, I would be getting off them as quickly as possible.
You think so? Yeah, you think so. For a -4, what are we saying about a -4?
Well, it depends where you're going. So if you're taking a -4 to take him down to John Stones or Cancelo or Diaz, there's less potential upside, I think, with Diaz. Like, the potential to get more than 6 is smaller. Maybe similar with Stones.
Are we expecting City to score a few goals against these next three sides, and therefore the bonus points might go to the attackers rather than the defenders?
So
you think?
What we've noticed of late, of course, is that when City don't do very much, like when they win 1-0, the defenders get the bonus
Diaz
points.
Gets a 2, or Cancelo gets a 2.
Stones gets them. When they score a hatful, they tend to get less, unless, of course, they are involved in the goal. So, John Stones the other night. So, I think, for me, the interesting thing with Diaz would be, if Manchester City win this game, as they probably should, by maybe like 3 or 4 goals, there is a chance that Diaz just gets 6. And you should never really say just 6 with an FPL asset in defence, but he could just get 6. Whereas with Cancelo, particular, if you're going to him, I think a -4 is probably worth it, because the chances of him getting a 6 plus some attacking returns if he ends up playing in midfield are greater, and therefore bonus point potential is greater, and therefore probably worth it. So you've got to weigh it up, I think, because there is potential that there's no bonus points and then it's annoying.
Okay, James Ward is in the live chat. He sent a super chat. He says, can Spurs still win the Prem, yes or no?
We could never win it.
Oh my God.
We would never win it.
This Spurs pessimism drives me insane. James Ward, the answer to that question is, of course, yes.
No, it isn't,
anybody
James.
Can win the league this year. Anyone can win the league.
No, I won't have that. I think we've got a very, very good chance of winning the League Cup. I think we've got
I can't believe you put cup on the end of that sentence.
I think we've got a
Of course you're going to win the League Cup. You've hardly played anybody. Every draw Spurs get.
We played Chelsea.
Every draw. Who have you played? Wickham.
Got a bye.
Marine.
Got a
You've
bye.
Got a bye in the League Cup because the other team didn't turn up.
We played Chelsea. Incredible. We've got to play Wickham, but yeah, and we've got Everton because it's Everton, isn't it, in the next round? So I should have probably watched that game. but yeah, I think no, I don't think we can win the league. Do I think we can win both cups? Yes, I 100% think we can win both cups. Do I think we can win the Europa League as well?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
But I don't think we can win the league, and we certainly can't win all four.
All right. Well, I think you can win the league.
All
and
four.
I think anybody, not all four, but anybody can win the league. Anybody can win this league. Even we can still win this league. Trust me. It is only halfway.
Can Arsenal win it?
Probably not. Probably not, because they started the season so badly.
So anyone in
Chelsea
the top half?
Chelsea are falling away quickly.
Anyone from Liverpool up?
It's looking like the two Manchester sides right now. But listen, if Liverpool,
Leicester.
If we can get our act together quickly. Leicester, and we can win, get a few points in these difficult games, then possibly Leicester. Of course Leicester can win it. They're in there. They've shown a few seasons ago they can win it. So anyway, Spurs-Liverpool, score prediction, go.
2-1.
To Spurs?
No.
You think Liverpool are going to win 2-1? We've been crap away from home all season. I would say...
this is hilarious because you're going to go 2-0 Spurs or something, aren't
1-0.
You?
1-0. I'll say 1-0.
Okay.
I'll say 1-0 and I'll be happy
would
with
you,
that.
That was going to be my
I'd
question.
I'd be happy with that. I'd snap
so
your
would you take a draw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I would. Absolutely. I'd take a draw at West Ham next week.
Would you really?
Yeah. Away at West Ham. They're playing well. We're rubbish away. I'd take a draw.
Would you really?
Yes, I would.
Good grief.
Right. 1-1 draw, and that seems to be quite a popular scoreline with the guys in the live chat. We're going to end there, Sam, because we've rattled on for way too long, way, way too long. But thank you for joining us tonight on FPL Family. Been an interesting double game week. Didn't quite go to plan, I don't think, for either of us. Although for you, I think holding par is good.
I'm
that's
right.
good. You're
I
happy with that. Up at 67K. I'm down at 114K. So listen, neither's a shocker, right? Neither's a shocker. Both, I think there's only about 15, 16 points between us from the last time I looked. So we've got plenty of time, guys. We're only at halfway. If you are anywhere in the top, I would say, 300 or 400K, you're fine. You've got half a season left to go where anything can happen, guys. Anything can happen. So there's all our social channels. Get following us over on Twitter, Instagram. If you want to check us out on Patreon as well, patreon.com/FPL family. Tell us, Sam, about our itinerary for the week.
Well, I have got the busiest week of my life. So
good.
Tomorrow I am having a Patreon call with one of our lovely patrons, Steve, who is in sunny USA. I don't think it's snowing there, luckily for him.
No? Okay.
And then we are both off to the FPL show on Monday evening to see the lovely Jules and James. On Thursday morning, I am recording the official FPL podcast and then scout the game week and then going down to Uxbridge for the official FPL show. And then I may die at the end of that day because I will be having to sit through Spurs and Liverpool as well that night. And yeah, I think that is it. So you'll see both of us on the FPL show tonight and then just me on Wednesday, on Thursday after the game. Although if we lose badly, I might just send Johnny on his own.
There we go. All right. The guys are saying teams, transfers and captains for the upcoming game. We sort of covered it as we went through the live stream. I'm going to captain Bruno. No question about it. I think you are as well.
You
are as well. I think my transfer is going to be De Bruyne to Gundogan.
Probably.
I think I'm going to do that, and you're going to do Bissouma to Gundogan.
Probably going to do Bissouma to Gundogan.
So Gundogan in for both of us. If I take a -4, might do Robbo out for Diaz or Stones as well. Although with the amount of money I'll have in the bank, I could easily do Kilman up to one of those two guys and keep Robbo as well.
But then who are you going to bench?
Gonna be
what
so,
are you going to do, bench Robbo?
We're going to be so rich. We're all going to be so rich.
Don't feel
we're
going to
have all this money in the bank from KDB. Salah's off the boil. You have Salah to Madison. You're going to have like 10 million in the bank.
Salah's just braced and he's not got a witch doctor curse anymore. He's going to get hat-trick.
There we go, guys. We'll leave you on that thought. Watch us on the FPL show tomorrow. I look forward to seeing a few of you over there. Until next time, guys, we'll be back this time 8:30 next Sunday when two game weeks will have passed.
Is
right?
it 8:30? Because I have the feeling that Spurs...
Goodness me.
I have the
Don't
feeling
chuck
that,
in a thing like that.
Well, I've just got the feeling that Spurs the late game...
Oh, I don't know. Yes, Brighton Spurs, 7:15, so we're going to be a bit later.
So we'll be a bit late.
A bit later, but all of the games will be done. So
unless
game
we do a watch-along, we could do a watch-along.
Could do that. But game week 20 and 21 will be done by the time we next see you guys. So until we see you next time, leave us a like before you go. Hit that subscribe button if you're new around here. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you this time next week. Until then, see you soon.
Bye, guys. Green arrows.